that's strange. Can you do that? Much practice.
That's strange.
Oh, very good. When a king is born in a castle or in a special hospital, there are people everywhere helping the new baby and the mother and the dad. But our king wasn't born in a stable. No nurses, no doctors, just animals.
That's strange.
When this king grew up, or when a king grows up, he has many servants. He has people working for him to help him get richer. Our king was the servant. He healed other people. He made blind people see. When they were hungry, he gave them food. He was the servant. Later on, when a king wants to have a big celebration, he rides through the street, either on a big white horse or maybe a carriage. Our king came into Jerusalem on a donkey.
That's strange.
Then, a king, when he wants a celebration, all kinds of things happen. Jesus was different, totally different. But that's not the end of the story. When Jesus was crucified and put into a borrowed grave, he didn't stay there. He's alive. Our king is alive. And he wants us to be with him in his kingdom. To help remind you that today is Christ the King Sunday, I want each of you to wear a king's crown and remember that, that Jesus is our King.
Thank you, Beverly and children. This morning, I'm not going to deliver a sermon. I'm going to give you a history lesson, a history of the women of the Church of St. Paul. The women have had a long and active history with our congregation. St. Paul Lutheran was officially organized on April the 12th, 1872, which means we will have our 150th anniversary in less than 5 months. In March 1894, Reverend J.K. Polk organized the first women's group and called it the Ladies' Aid. Now, that's a 22-year difference in there, And I don't think the women were just sitting by. I think they were already active. They just weren't organized yet. The purpose of the Ladies' Aid was to strengthen the faith of the women through group Bible study led by the pastor and to work on projects for fundraising and mission work. During their work meetings, the women would sew children's shirts and dresses and make quilts to give to needy families. Some of these items were sold to raise funds. When it was decided to build this sanctuary, the women bought the pipe organ at a cost of $4,000. That was a lot of money during the Depression, so the women had bake sales, sponsored events at the church, and had a food booth at the local fair. Over a three-day period, the food booth brought in a little over $1,000. That's a lot of cakes, pies, sandwiches, and lemonade. In 1931, when church funds were very low, the Ladies' Aid paid the gas bill for 8 months and bought all of the Sunday school material. As the country came out of the Depression, a thank offering paper box was used by the women for a special donation. Each woman would deposit coins throughout the year for the blessings that she had received. The boxes were gathered during a special service in which the women participated. The money was used for mission work and special projects, and that was the beginning of the thank offering service. During 2020 and most of 2021, the women were inactive because of the pandemic. We have now restarted most of our activities. Our monthly Bible study is on the first Tuesday of each month in the Education Building. Join us for fellowship and to deepen your understanding of God's Word. The Cradle Workshop crochets blankets for newly baptized babies and to donate to the Gabriel Project. If you enjoy crocheting or you want to learn, join them. The Altar Guild performs an important part of each service by changing the pyramids and cleaning communion ware. Call the church office and volunteer to help. On the third Wednesday of the month, a group meets to tack quilts for needy families. You don't have to know how to quilt. If you did, I wouldn't be there. I have to stand next to Kathy and Llewellyn so they can thread my needle for me. Women have a larger role in the life of the church than they did 150 years ago. Women are now readers in church, Sunday school teachers, musicians, chime ringers, choir members, and since 1972, they are also council members. Those first two women council members were Lucille Klein and Gladys Hahn. I'm sure most of you remember them. There are so many opportunities to participate and serve. Just contact the church office or ask any of the women. In recent years, the thank offering service has been the main fundraiser for the women of the church. This year, the money received will go to YAM and to the NALC Disaster Response. I'm sure everyone is familiar with YAM, Yorktown Assistance Ministry. Prior to 1986, the individual churches of Yorktown were having a problem providing for the needy of the community. Church pastors and lay people decided to join forces to have one central organization to help the needy. YAM was founded at that time and was officially organized and incorporated in 1993. This status allowed YAM to be able to purchase food from the Food Bank of Victoria. YAM has grown from working out of church closets to having a 4,000 square foot building with refrigerator and freezer space, built in 2017 and paid for by donations from the community. This year, YAM has served over 150 families per month, by purchasing over 94,000 pounds of food at a cost of $17,550. Our donations now and throughout the year keep YAM in operation to help the needy of our community. Soon after the NALC was formed, it was determined that there was a need for disaster response within the United States. Within 72 hours of a disaster, the Disaster Task Force provides volunteers for debris removal and delivery of emergency relief, such as Bibles, quilts, flood buckets, health and school kits, and gift cards. They also have teams who help in the rebuilding of communities. During 2021, disaster response has aided families and communities on the West Coast, where over 100 million acres of land have burned, destroying everything in its path. This is the most severe and largest wildfires in recorded history. The disaster response warehouses in Tyler and Rosenberg were emptied in February when Texas had 5 days of freezing temperatures. Many homes and apartments were flooded due to frozen pipes. Newman, Georgia was devastated by an EF3 tornado that killed 7 people. Disaster relief delivered emergency supplies throughout the community, and there is also a team helping to rebuild. In August, Hurricane Ida slammed into Louisiana. Once again, the Texas warehouses were emptied with 8 truckloads of supplies and the 4-stall shower trailer taken to Louisiana. Jay and I had the opportunity in September to deliver 48 quilts that had been made here at St. Paul to the Rosenberg warehouse, which is coordinated by Michael and Patricia Dietrich. Michael explained that the warehouse was about 1/3 full after Hurricane Ida, and that it's always a constant effort to restock. The Dietrichs were very pleased to receive the quilts and told us that the people were grateful for everything they receive, but especially for the beautiful quilts. The quilts often brought tears to their eyes with the question, "Why would someone do this for me?" Michael's answer was, "Because God loves you and it's the loving thing to do." In Matthew 25, Jesus says, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' The people will ask, 'When did we ever do any of those for you?' The king will say, 'Whenever you did it to one of the least of my brothers or sisters, you did it to me.'" The women of the church are asking each of you, men, women, and even the Sunday school children, to share your blessings by making a special thank offering to benefit the good works of YAM and the NALC disaster response. You may use a pew envelope or write a check payable to St. Paul, just designated as thank offering. If you aren't prepared to make that offering today, drop it by the church office by December 10th. St. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, "Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must decide in your own heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully." Thank you for all of your support, and may God continue to bless you and our congregation.